NAKPP. Good morning.
KYNU Mobile Lottery.
KD8IWS Mobile.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha EAE, give us an answer. EAE 3, Alpha India, give us an answer. Nothing heard. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, will be.
UHF hub connected to VHF hub.
Yeah, I guess not. All right. Well, that kind of surprises me a bit. I mean, I know you're out there a ways. That's not the best antenna setup, but still. Ah, well. I mean, you could do it if you had to, but you're better off where you're at, obviously. Yeah, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was, Dave. That one time you were in there, you were so shaky, and you didn't find nothing. So that's kind of weird. I don't think. And could there have been something going on the other end, on the repeater end? I don't know. Maybe. But that was very strange. You sound fine now, though. Just a little light chicken fry, nothing pronounced.
UHF hub. Disconnected. VHF hub. Disconnected.
Very well. I think the other antenna, when I had that one on the roof, the 2x4 mag mount with a sheet, was doing better. But anyways, this is a compromised antenna anyways. It's just one of those little ladder lines. I don't think it does so well on 70 centimeter compared to 2 meter. I think 2 meter with this antenna work better. And so it is what it is. But my plans is to get the GP3 in the attic open.
UHF hub disconnected. VHF hub disconnected.
Okay, is there a VTO mobile?
Egg KPP. VHAP. NAKPP. Bravo 8 and Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
KCAPDK Chester.
This is W8FU testing. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So you can see. This is WAP testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is W8FU testing. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And W8FU testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Test 1, 2, 3.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Daily Whale monitoring.
NAKPP from W8FU. Who's around this afternoon? This is W8FU.
I could have sworn I heard Sean on the DHF side here. I never heard you over on this side. What are you doing over here? KFA-AYL.
Well, I've been working on this one quite a bit the last couple of 3 weeks, and I just made another milestone. So we now have Echo Link. I'm on Echo Link right now. Is the audio all right?
It's perfectly audible, but it's kind of staticky, kind of sketchy. It's fine, but it's not right. I'll say that.
Yep, and that's the problem with Echo Link. The audio stinks. Sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it does. So, all right, but it's working. That's what counts. I was going round in circles on this, mostly with their registration process. But another milestone done. I got a couple more to do. But thanks for the check.
By the way, my morale mushrooms survived the night. They're awesome.
Well, you know, I called you earlier over on the other side and to ask about that. Did you pick half or did you just risk it? I was going to ask you how they fared.
I did not pick any. They fared perfectly fine because I saw the weather forecast was like for 33 degrees, and I'm like, I'm in the woods. So we're in the woods here, and it always holds a couple degrees more, and I'm like, it's fine. They'll be fine. And they are, and they've grown a lot bigger because those things just pop up out of nowhere, and they grow bigger over a matter of hours, it seems. I should put a camera on them and see how it goes. But no, they're fine. I'm gonna pick them tomorrow and have a nice meal with my wife, and that'll be that.
Okay, well that's good. I know you were concerned, so you made the right choice. All was not lost. Okay, I'm going to cut you loose. Thanks for the check. I am not a fan of Echo Link or talking to my phone when I want to be on the radio, so I want to get off this thing. Plus, the dog has decided to jump up in my arms, and he's decided it's time to chill. And he's about 2 hours ahead of schedule, so I got to figure out what to do with him because my arm will go to sleep if I got to hold him for an hour, 2 hours. We'll catch you. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, well, enjoy your night. Yeah, your audio is... it's not you. It doesn't sound like you. If it was somebody else, I'd say, oh, you're all right, but it's not you. It's all kind of scrambly a little bit, but you're fine. You're perfectly audible. If it will. Nope.
Still there, Ken. W8FU.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, this is RF on the radio going in this directly. So, anywho, yeah. Echo Link is, well, it is what it is. It's easy. It allows people that otherwise don't have means. But it is a you get what you pay for kind of a thing. All right, we'll catch you. F8AYL from WFU.
W8FU, N8XP. Name is Scott and LaPierre. Good evening.
Good evening, Scott and LaPierre. This is Sean and Warren. How are you?
Very good, Sean. All things considered, the audio from the Echo Link sounded really good. Your RF is a little bassier, but all things considered, I would call them equal. I didn't hear any, coming out of LaPierre, I didn't hear anything of concern with the Echo Link. It sounded good. Just want to give you another check. Have a good evening, N8XP.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that is what it is. I know it probably doesn't sound like me, but you know, the Echo Link always has that weird quality about it. So, okay, thanks.
Thanks for that.
I will now move on to the next project. And I got one more thing to lick on this, and then I can move on. No, I shouldn't say that. Does it ever end, really, these things? W8FU.
W8YRC, W8YRC, N8XP. W8YRC, N8XP.
N8XP, W8YRC.
I was just making sure you're home. If you're home, I'll be there in a second.
All right, I'm here.
N8XP.
W8YRC.
TSA AKYL monitoring. Kilo Echo A Zulu Hotel Lima. Monitoring. KE8ZHL monitoring. Anyone out there?
What are you monitoring?
I'm looking for somebody that wants to say something.
Well, I ain't saying nothing.
Well, what about your call sign?
I gotta say that every 10 minutes, and at the end of the conversation.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you. We just came over here to the guy's house that I did all the drywall work, and he primered it all. I'm gonna send you a photo.
Yeah, right on. I've just been reading some stuff, and I don't think I'm going to do much preparing, even go tomorrow. If they stick me with another 6 months or a year, I guess that's what I got. Boy, there is a full house back here in this sports park up there in Vassar. There's cars everywhere. They must be having a ball game going on or something.
You can look at the video that I sent you, and there's some shadows in it, but trust me, the walls are just like, I don't know, they're just satin. They're beautiful.
I thought I was going to come back here and make Diane some dinner, or she went into work. She'd already ate a bunch of cheese and crackers, and I come here and she made mine instead. It's kind of shocked me a little bit. I'll go look at the phone here now.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. I told you she's a sweetie.
Yeah, I can't complain.
Heck no. Looks like it's going to rain, Mike. Have you seen the weather or anything?
It's going to rain all day tomorrow.
Man, I'm so glad I got my on mode today. I'm telling you right now, dude.
Oh, excuse me. Me and Diane are going to be mowing cabbage patches this weekend.
So, guess what? We have another split in that cherry tree. I think I'm going to have to take those branches, cut them right out of the tree, and just let the main part of the tree work.
What percentage of the bark is going to be left around the circumference?
Well, I won't take, I'll leave the part that's cracked there, just get rid of all the weight on it.
I hope it don't end up dying on you.
Now, Penny's saying that she wants a guy to come out and look at it. There ain't no looking at it. The only thing you can do is take the pieces that are split and just take them right off the tree. And if it dies, it dies. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I seal it with latex. I don't think I'd use an asphalt product. I'd do a little bit of searching online. That looks pretty good. It turned out pretty good. I would look at a few online things about band-aiding them up, because you got to have quite a bit of bark, too. You don't want that getting undermined, because that's where all the nutrients are traveling.
Well, if you've seen it, there's three branches that come off of it, off the main part of the tree. And I'm going to leave probably a foot of that branch. I'm going to take the rest of it off. K-8-VHL.
I don't know what percent of the bark it takes, but if you cut all the way around on the bark on a tree, that tree will not make it, and that's a fact. So depending on where they're at up that tree and how much bark you have wrapping around, that's what speeds it. You got to seal that stuff up. It'll eventually scab up, but there's only a few things they recommend putting on them.
All I'm taking is a branch off of them. I'm going to leave probably a foot of stub right there.
Yeah, leave as much as you can, and hopefully you don't have any problems. But, you know, like the grass does, Tony, a lot of them trees, the grass trees, they get stuff sprouting up around the bottom. You got to really watch it, because they can take back over. And that, those shouldn't be grass. Those are clones, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know I'm gonna have to do something. Otherwise, it's gonna split the whole tree.
Where you guys at? KB8OLE.
We're probably about a mile and a half from the house.
Well, you sound good. Make them good.
Yeah, you sound good here too.
Well, these guys are doing a great job with these remote receivers. I'm on a rubber duck on a HT. Although it's that big one, it's still a rubber duck, and it's still a couple wide.
Tammy's going to send you some pictures of some bees that were pollinating the cherry tree that we were discussing. And she said it sounded like there were hundreds, but there were just a few of them.
Three or four.
Three or four.
I'm seeing some of those five horse bumblebees flying around my place, but I haven't seen
them. Oh, we're watching seven deer down the street from my house. Hey, are you still there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some rear brakes for this truck. They're grinding. K-E-8-Z-H-L. Clear?
I'm not clearing off unless you guys are at your house or something. Were you leaving your house or going to?
We're back at the house. We can get you on the phone now.
Yeah, it's nice having those voice and phone signals and a radio to be able to get past that. All right, step through. We'll talk to you in a minute. KB8 will always...
WYRC and 8XP.
Victor Alpha, Tree Alpha, India, India. Victor Alpha, Tree Alpha, India, India. Victor Alpha, Tree Alpha, India, India. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Windsor.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu in the United States. How you doing this evening?
I think we're stepping on and at the Papa Zulu station. We're stepping on and at. We'll have to stand by for a few minutes. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Windsor. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Windsor.
Windsor, I hear you, W8YRC. I'm trying to get ready for work, but I do hear you in there from Windsor, sounding good. Name here is Mike in Lapeer, Michigan.
Okay, Mike, I hear you out there, but there is an ad out there from Ohio, so I didn't want to step on them. W-8-Y-R-C, Mike, VA3-AII, Kevin in Windsor. Thank you for the comeback. Have a great night, my friend. I do hear you loud and clear. We'll talk at you again. VA3-AII, Windsor. We'll be clear, 73.
Y-R-C.
The Fulton County Radio Club, you copy the V3 AII across the river. The Fulton County Radio Club, you copy Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India. Pretty sure their PL would be different. Could be Mike, I never thought of that. Never thought of that. The repeater that you're on must be the same PL, but, okay. I don't know, I guess they can't hear me or the PL is different. Anyway, I'm going to get on the side here and just copy the mail. 73s, everybody. VA3AII Windsor, we'll be on the side and clear.
Yeah, we use 100 typically for VHF repeaters in Michigan. Ohio is going to use a different PL typically for VHF repeaters just for this reason. So, you know, if you're getting into the one over here in Michigan, chances are you're not getting into that one down there. So just an FYI, so you don't run into frustration. Good luck. Catch you later, W8FU.
Okay, very good. W8FU, thanks for that. Yes, you're right. I never thought of the change in PL. Yes. I thought that when I queued up, I got into the repeater. Probably not. I'm getting into the Michigan one on a frequency. Okay. I'm new, so I'm just a few months in. I'm learning. So 73, thanks for that. W3AII, we'll be clear.
WAYRC Mobile. N8XP WAYRC.